stage is set. The guitars are tuned. Studio K-Rock is now going live for an exclusive performance and conversation.
Here we are. Here we are, live in Studio K-Rock. I am your extremely handsome host, Sideshow. How you doing, guys? they're all going, what are you talking about, extremely handsome? I'm live in Studio K-Rock right now with Crash Karma hitting the stage tonight at the Ale House. You guys all coming to the show tonight, I hope. Yeah. All right. How you doing, guys? Good. Awesome. Good to have you in. Good to have you in. Thanks. We really appreciate you guys taking the time to come in and hang out. And, of course, our live in Studio K-Rock audience who took time out of their days to, you know, really burden themselves and come in and watch a band. So, good job, guys. We're getting ready for a show tonight. You guys are lucky enough to be in here and not doing the load-in with the other guys that are doing all the work, right? And you guys get to hang out in here with us. We've got Amir, Edwin, Mike, and Jeff is over on the far side over there. And in case you've never been introduced to the band before, I'm sure most people know the story for the most part behind who everyone in the band is. Edwin, formerly of I Mother Earth. He also had a very successful solo career as well. You've got Mike Turner to my immediate right here, originally from Our Lady Peace. Jeff Burrows from the Tea Party over on the far side. And wow, someone's a big Jeff fan. And Amir Epstein, originally from a band called Zygote. And Amir actually sort of, from my knowledge, sort of brought all of this together. Amir, you want to tell us a story of how Crash Karma came about?
They came to me and they said, we need a bass player. I said, all right, let's do this.
That's not the story.
And I'm like, all right, the guy from The Watchmen isn't around, so I'm doing it. Let's rock.
It was moist.
Sorry. I knew Mike because I'd worked with him in the past, and that was my connection to Mike. That was the easiest person to get to, really. It's like, hey, Mike, I'm starting a band here. You want to do this? He's like, I don't know. What are you talking about? But before I'd spoken to Mike, I had met Ed through a mutual friend, and I wanted to co-write with his, for his next album, and kind of change my agenda on the way. I'm like, it'd be way cooler just rocking out with Ed on stage, and that'd be way more fun than just sitting in the studio and doing that stuff. And so I kind of came up with this ridiculous idea where, we'll get Mike to play guitar and Jeff will play some drums, and he's kind of like, yeah, you're on drugs, buddy boy.
I heard you were actually a little sneaky about the whole thing.
We can't prove it.
I didn't lie. I kind of made it sound like I was just like, it would be really cool. I think we'll get Mike to play guitar. We'll get Jeff to play drums. It'll be great. It was kind of like that. I guess it was more confidence than it was deceit. But everybody was, after I spoke to everyone, when I spoke to Jeff, I just came out of the dentist. So he thought I was missing a few screws. Hey, Jeff! She's like, is this guy for real? What the hell's going on? Like, yeah, this guy's doing movement. Anyways, so. Are you deaf? That's kind of cool, I guess.
It's okay, it's the guy from Zygote,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. So they all, we all got together and we decided let's see what happens. We'll play some instruments and sing some tunes, and here we are.
Now, a question that I keep hearing is the name Crash Karma. Where did that come about?
We really needed a name.
Yeah, we were going to call ourselves the band, but that was taken. So
okay. We were going to go with Amir and the Others.
Amir and the Others.
But also, strangely, taken.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird.
That one was taken.
Weird. We probably threw around, guys, like 30, 40 names, and none of them were like, yeah, it's kind of cool, but I don't know if it really fits. And one of them involved the word crash, and another involved the word karma, and much the way we all kind of clashed together out of circumstance, we smashed those words together and went, hey, wait a minute, that sounds like a band name. And we did kind of, our karma sort of brought us all to the same place, so we can tell a story about the name, and then it sounds like a band. I guess we're done.
And it wasn't taken.
I still like Amir and the Others, though. I think that would have been a great name. The album's been out for what are we at now? 2 months now? A month now?
A month. It came out on March 16th.
Oh, March 16th. There you go. About a month. The self-titled debut album has been out. Not a lot of the dust has had a chance to settle, of course. But now, is it starting to sink in? Is it starting to feel like you actually have an album out now?
Well, a little bit, yeah. I mean, we just did a tour. Basically, we flew to Winnipeg, then drove to Vancouver and back, and stopped in a bunch of places. We actually, career high spot, we drove through Dawson Creek.
Oh,
and we didn't want to wait either, so we kept right on going. We played a bunch of places, and that's the first time we've sort of done a little extended road thing, and it was awesome.
Yeah,
you know, nobody got all crispy, and you know, the band is just improving and improving. So
the van smelt okay by the end, which is yeah, unbelievable.
The van had a faint man musk to it, but not like the overpowering, you know, man stench that comes with putting a lot of guys in a van.
So we have an intimate studio audience here today who are all receiving a copy of the debut album. For those of you who don't already have the album, you guys want to tell us a bit of backstory behind the album? Tell us about the album a bit? No?
Well, it has 11 songs. They're all really good.
All right.
Jeff?
Oh, go ahead, Ed.
It's a rock record. That's what it is. It's just a straight-ahead rock record. It's got some really strong singable songs with strong choruses. Lyrically, it's you know, it has some depth to it and still some levity. And basically, it's a good CD to pop in and get a speeding ticket to.
Right on, right on. Well, you guys have come in today not only just to have a chat. We've got an audience. We might as well do some songs. What do you say? You guys want to do a tune for us?
Do we have any guitars we can use?
Oh, here, you can use mine.
There's a djembe. I just found it.
All right.
Nice.
I was wondering what that was. Upside down, it looks like a really bad salad bowl.
We're in the supper club.
All right, so this is...
Djembe is salad bowl in the...
or somewhere. So, next life.